This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump campaigns in five swing states Sunday in a weekend sprint against challenger Joe Biden just 2 days before the U.S. presidential election. Mr. Trump rallies voters today in toss-up states Michigan, Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, while Biden focuses on Pennsylvania, a key battleground state likely to play an important role in Tuesday's election. Candidates campaigned in crucial states in the Midwest and Southeast on Saturday. A record 92 million early votes have already been cast in what is looking to be the biggest voter turnout in a century. The election takes place in a deeply divided country with feelings so heated that gun sales have surged in some areas. Meantime, coronavirus cases rage across the country and have affected many aspects of the election process. The United States has recorded its worst week of known coronavirus infections, with more than 500,000 new cases reported and a single-day record of over 99,700 new cases on Friday. The country has surpassed 9 million cases nationwide. The King of Thailand said, "We love them all the same," of protesters who seek to curb his powers. And he called Thailand the land of compromise on Sunday in his first direct public comments on months of demonstrations. The king responded to questions from journalists during a walkabout with thousands of yellow-shirted royalists putting on their biggest show of support since the start of protests that also seek the removal of the government. The palace has made no official comments on protests that began by seeking the departure of the prime minister before breaking a longstanding taboo by calling for curbs on the king's powers. Protesters, who regularly number in the tens of thousands, want to reverse changes that gave him personal control over some army units. This is VOA News. Thousands of opposition supporters took to the streets of Georgia's capital, Tbilisi, Sunday to demand snap polls after the ruling Georgian Dream Party claimed victory in a parliamentary vote. The ex-Soviet nation's opposition rejected the results of Saturday's vote, which showed Georgian Dream with a narrow lead in the tightly contested election. The demand for fresh elections could spark another political crisis in the Caucasus Republic of 4 million, where elections are often followed by accusations of fraud and mass demonstrations. With votes from nearly all precincts counted, Georgian Dream has won 48% of the proportional vote against 45.6% for opposition parties. International monitors from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe and the NATO Parliamentary Assembly said the vote was far from flawless, but that fundamental freedoms were respected. Georgia remains one of the most pluralistic countries to emerge from the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union, although concerns have been growing that it is backsliding on democracy. South Africa's largest opposition party on Sunday elected John Steenhuisen as their leader. He vowed to take the center-right Democratic Alliance, or DA, to greater heights after a slump in electoral support. Steenhuisen, who has acted as interim party leader since its first black leader quit over a year ago, has also served as party chief whip in parliament. Triumph will see him lead the DA in the 2024 presidential elections against the ruling African National Congress, or ANC. Formed in 2000 as a merger of three mostly white parties, the DA has struggled to stave off its white middle-class identity. This was further compounded by a mass exodus of black leaders, including the former mayor of Johannesburg, who claimed the party was racist. The DA, traditionally South Africa's second party, has positioned itself as a non-racial liberal party. But it faces an uphill battle to win favor with voters in the country, which is grappling with the legacy of apartheid, where white households on average earn five times more than their black counterparts. Turkey on Sunday extended once again a research ship mission in contested waters of the eastern Mediterranean, ignoring Greek warnings that such moves undercut efforts to resolve their dispute. The Turkish Navy said in a message on the International Maritime Alert System, NAVTEX, that their vessel would stay in the area until November 14th. It had previously said the ship would remain until November 4th, which is Wednesday. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.